Catherine led Matt and Robin to seats next to each other at the table, which was covered with bowls and dishes containing fruit and salad and cold meats. "What's so special about there being 72 steps?" Matt asked as he began to help himself to food. He hadn't realized till now how hungry he was. "Procession," Robin replied.
"You what?"
It was Robin's father who answered. "The earth wobbles very slightly on its axis as it spins," he explained. "So the point at which the sun rises and sets, and the constellations too, all appear to move very slowly back and forth across the sky as the earth tilts back and forth. It's called precession."
"And the sky moves 1 degree every 72 years," Robin finished.
"You really think the people who built this place knew that?" Matt asked him.
"Undoubtedly," Harper told him. "And not just because of the 72 steps. That could be coincidence, although it is a number repeated often enough throughout ancient architecture. The number 72 crops up again and again, along with pictograms of the constellations at various points in history. But then there is also the way the pyramid is aligned exactly on the points of the compass, as are certain of the carvings in the outer stonework, and the buildings in the town below. This building and the associated town are a message passed down through history."
He leaned forward, resting his arms on the table, fixing Matt with a piercing gaze.
"And everything about it speaks of the passage of time. The number of slabs in the causeway equals the days in the year, the Earth's journey around the sun, as Julius mentioned. Also, the blocks in each layer of the pyramid are multiples of 24, the hours in each of those days. The buildings in the town are laid out in sets of 7. And it was all constructed close to 1,500 years ago."
He leaned back and smiled, his point made. "I suppose the real surprise," Venture said, "is that the site isn't older. At this position, with the level of astrological and temporal detail you describe, I'd have expected remains dating back rather further." Harper's eyes narrowed.
"Really? And how much further would you expect?"
Venture smiled.
"Oh, about 11,000 years. What's for dinner?"
The enthusiasm Harper had for his pyramid palace was obvious throughout the meal. Venture and Robin quizzed him on all aspects of the pyramid and the details of how he had discovered and then renovated it. Matt soon bored of the details, and instead tried to make out each of the pictures in the alcoves, guessing what they might be. Catherine Feather said little, probably having heard it all before. She caught Matt's eye and smiled. He smiled back.